A campaign to win hearts and minds. Senegal's ruling party coalition candidate, Alpha Sy, wants to become the mayor of Guingueneo, once a thriving railway town, abandoned by the state. Gone are the generations of Syrian, Lebanese, and Malians who settled by the railway line exporting textiles, peanuts, and cotton. This no longer the gateway to Africa. It is now a place where the young want to leave to go to Europe. Alpha Sy wants to see Guingueneo return to its former glory.
Senegal, mostly coming out of the big cities, is a very poor country. These people are in need of new infrastructure. They're in need of a new hope, even something that they can rely on. There's nothing worse than youths that don't have a hope of a better future.
At the inauguration of a new intercity rail line in Dakar, President Macky Sall promises a better future. Despite an economic boom, many young people feel left behind. In March, nationwide protests erupted, triggered by the arrest of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. People looted foreign supermarkets, businesses denouncing growing inequality, poverty, and unemployment. The populist politician Sonko is running for mayor in the southern town of Ziguinchor.
There is no way that my political party will lose these local elections. We have come here to strengthen our political foundation. This is where we originate from. At the last presidential elections, I won most of the votes here. I have come to confirm my support and safeguard it.
But for voters, many of the pledges made by past mayors remain unfulfilled. In Guingueneo, the promised football stadium is half built, and the ice factory is still not completed.
People are still waiting for the promised development funds coming from Dakar to arrive to this remote railway town. But in certain areas, there's still no electricity or running water, and there hasn't been a train running by for almost two decades. There's a sense of frustration among people here towards the political system and politicians. And the challenge for candidates is to try to convince people to come out and vote in this local election.
With over 225,000 candidates, most of them running for the first time, this poll could become a turning point, changing Senegal's political landscape. Nicholas Hawke, Al Jazeera, Guingueneo.